Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you are not alone in this. If your 4 or 5-year-old has been telling little lies about small things, even when the truth would be perfectly fine, I see you. I understand how confusing this can feel, and I'm here to share something that might completely change how you see this moment in your child's development. First, let me tell you what the magic book whispered to me about this. When your child tells those little fibs, those small untruths about things that don't even matter, they're not becoming a dishonest person. They're not developing a character flaw. In fact, something absolutely wonderful is happening in their growing mind. Your child is developing one of the most sophisticated cognitive abilities humans possess. They're learning that other people can hold beliefs that are different from reality. Can you imagine how complex that is? Let me share what the research shows us, because this is truly fascinating. Studies by leading child development researchers, Dr. Victoria Talwar and Dr. Kang Lee, found that lying is actually associated positively with children's cognitive development. That's right, positively. When children between ages 4 and 5 tell lies, it shows that their understanding of other minds is growing beautifully. They're developing what scientists call theory of mind, which is the ability to understand that you have thoughts and beliefs that might be different from theirs. The research shows us that approximately 64% of children in this age group will lie to conceal small transgressions. This isn't a moral failing, my wonderful friend. This is normal, healthy development. Your child's brain is learning perspective taking, executive functioning, and the sophisticated skill of understanding that what they say can influence what you believe. That takes incredible mental sophistication. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but Inara, I want my child to be honest. I want them to tell the truth. And of course you do. That's because you're a wonderful parent who cares deeply about raising a person of integrity. And here's the beautiful truth. You absolutely can guide your child toward honesty while also understanding that these little lies are a normal part of their learning journey. The Child Mind Institute helps us understand that young children often lie to avoid consequences or disappointing the people they love most. Think about that for a moment. Your child loves you so much that they're trying to manage your feelings. They're thinking, if I tell the truth, mom or dad might be sad or upset, and I don't want that. This shows emotional awareness, even if the method they're choosing isn't quite right yet. So what can we do? How do we gently teach honesty while honoring this developmental stage? The experts are clear on this. Approaching lying with curiosity and compassion, rather than anger or punishment, creates much better outcomes for children's developing sense of honesty. When we respond with calm teaching instead of harsh consequences, children develop stronger foundations for truthfulness and trust. Here are some gentle approaches that really work. First, create an environment where telling the truth feels safe. When your child does tell you the truth about something they did wrong, thank them for their honesty before addressing the behavior. You might say something like, "Thank you so much for telling me the truth. That took courage. Now let's talk about what happened." This teaches them that honesty is valued in your family, even when the truth is hard to tell. Second, model truthfulness in your own daily life. Children learn so much more from what we do than what we say. When they see you being honest in small matters, admitting your own mistakes, and valuing truth, they absorb those lessons deeply. If you make a mistake, acknowledge it. If you don't know something, say so. These small moments of honesty create a powerful foundation. Third, when you catch your child in a lie, stay calm. I know this can be hard, especially if it's the 5th little lie that day. But remember, their brain is still learning. You might say, "I think you're telling me a story right now instead of what really happened. Would you like to try again?" This gives them a chance to choose honesty without shame. And here's something the magic book showed me that I find so beautiful. Stories can be powerful teachers of honesty. When children hear stories about characters who face choices about truthfulness, they learn these lessons in a gentle, non-threatening way. They can think about honesty through the character's experience, which feels safer than being lectured about their own behavior. In the book of Inara, We have a classic story called The Emperor's New Clothes that teaches about truthfulness in such a meaningful way. In this story, a vain emperor is tricked by clever weavers who pretend to make him magnificent clothes that are actually invisible. All the adults in the kingdom are too afraid to speak the truth, but then a brave child speaks up and says what everyone else is thinking. The emperor has no clothes. This story is so powerful for children learning about honesty because it shows them that telling the truth takes courage and that their honest voice matters. It demonstrates that truthfulness is more important than going along with what everyone else is saying. After you share this story with your child, you can have gentle conversations about how the little child was brave enough to tell the truth, and how in your family, telling the truth is always safe and valued, even when it feels hard. The research gives us such hope here. When parents understand that lying at ages 4 and 5 reflects normal cognitive development and respond with patience and teaching, children develop better emotional regulation and are more likely to choose truthfulness over time. This phase doesn't last forever. With your gentle guidance, your child will learn that honesty is the best choice, not because they fear punishment, but because they understand that truth builds trust and connection. Remember, wonderful parent, your child is not broken. They're not becoming a dishonest person. They're learning one of the most complex skills the human brain can master, understanding that minds can hold different beliefs. And with your loving guidance, they'll learn to use that sophisticated ability in ways that build connection and trust. The magic book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child. This is a learning journey, and you're doing beautifully. Keep responding with curiosity and compassion. Keep creating that safe space for truth. Keep modeling honesty in your own life, and keep sharing stories that teach these lessons gently. If you'd like more support on this journey, the Book of Inara has many stories that teach about honesty, courage, and making good choices. Stories like The Emperor's New Clothes can open up wonderful conversations with your child about why truthfulness matters and how their voice is important. Thank you for being here today, for caring so deeply about your child's character development, and for seeking to understand rather than simply react. You're exactly the parent your child needs. With love and starlight, Inara.